Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Sukkah, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Tess. The Iker Mitzvah, when it comes to taking the four minim, is really to lift it. The Pasuk says, V'lekachta. When you lift it once, L'shem Mitzvah, you're Yaitza, the Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. As the Gemara says, Mida Agbe, Nafikbe. When you pick it up, you're Yaitza. Mida Rabbanan, you're also supposed to shake the Dalet Minim during the time of Netilah. We do an Inuyim, we shake the Dalet Minim when we're Yaitza the Mitzvah, and also when we say Hallel. In our Mishnah, we're going to explain by which places in Hallel there is a Mitzvah to shake the Lulav. Frek the Mishnah of a Hechon Hoya Menanin, at which point in Hallel did they wave the Lulav. Now, what is the Tana referring to? I mean, in the Mishnah, we didn't see anything about waving the Lulav, but perhaps we did. Do you remember where? All the way back in Mishnah Aleph. Remember we learned Lulav Sheyesh by Shloisha Tvachim Kedei Lenaneya by is Kasher? We explained that the shear of the Lulav is three Tvachim plus another Tefach in order to be able to shake it, in order to be able to wave it. So we see there's a mitzvah to do Ninuyim by Halal. And on that, the Mishnah asks, V'heichon hayamananen, by which words? And for the Mishnah, V'haydu L'Hashem t'chil v'saif. Kapitel Kof Yod Ches in Tehillim begins, Haydu L'Hashem t'itayiv k'ilei alam chazdai. Second pasuk is Yaminu Yisrael, then comes Yaminu Beis Aharon, then comes Yaminu Yiri Hashem, then the whole kapitel of Min HaMetzar. Right? Ano Hashem Hashiyana, Ano Hashem Hatzlichana, it's all part of this kapitel. One of the last two psukim, Keli Yatavedeka Lekayirim Mimeka, and it ends, Haydu Hashem Kitayiv Kili Alam Chazda. In the Siddur, when we say Hala, may be broken up into different paragraphs, but take out a Tillim, you'll see. Kof Yod Ches begins, Haydu Lashem Kitayv Kili Aylam Chazdai, and it ends, Haydu Lashem Kitayv Kili Aylam Chazdai. That's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says, B'Haydu Lashem T'chil V'Saif. By the Haydu Lashem that we say at the beginning of the capital, and by the Haydu Lashem we say at the end of the capital. Furthermore, Uba Ana Hashem Hashiyana. We also wave the Lulav, the Ana Hashem Hashiyana, which is the beginning of Pasik Chav Hei in that same capital. Divri Beisil is the Halta Beisil. B'shamim, the B'shamim say, Af b'ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Which are the words at the end of that pasuk. So according to the B'shamim, we wave during this pasuk twice, by the beginning of the pasuk, by Ano Hashem Hashiyana, as well as by the end of the pasuk, Ano Hashem Hatzlichana. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Saifa Yisi, I used to stare at Rabbi Gamliel to see what Rabbi Gamliel was doing over Rabbi Yeshua when they said Hallel. And I saw that even though Shakala am hayamananim es lulvayin, everyone would wave their lulav, even by the end of the pasuk, by ano Hashem atzlichana. In other words, everyone did like the Beis Shammai, but v'hein, they, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, lo yininu ela, they did not wave their lulav, only by the beginning of the pasuk, by ano Hashem hayshiyana, according to the sheet of the Beis Hillel. And that's the halacha. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Misha Baba Derech, when he arrived from traveling, until now he was on the road, Lihaya biyade lulav little. He had no lulav to take. Meaning to say, he had no lulav to shake according to the way we would like him to do it in the morning before Hallel. So what should he do? He should take the lulav l'cheshiyakonis lebeisai. When he comes into his house. In other words, you missed Hallel. Okay, you missed Hallel, but you're still mechuyev in taking the lulav. You're still yaitza the mitzvah. So he should pick up the lulav as soon as he comes into his house before he eats. If he forgot and he started to eat his suda, then yitel al shulchanai. He should stop his suda while he's still sitting by the table and take the lulav. In other words, he shouldn't wait for the end of the suda. He's mechuyev to perform the mitzvah right away. That's where the Mishnah stresses. Really, if he didn't take the lulav by Hallel, whatever he was on the road, fine. Chishikonis lebeis as soon as he comes into his house. Let him do it. If he started eating, which he shouldn't have, yitel al shulchanai. Then sitting by the table, he should shake the lulav. However, the Gemara explains, when is he mechuyev to stop his suda? To be mekayim the mitzvah of netilas lulav, only if he's concerned the suda may go on until the evening. But if he knows he will have time after he finishes the suda to be able to shake the lulav, to take the lulav, he's not mechuyev to stop in the middle of his suda. But this is davka b'chol hamoed, whereas we explain the mitzvah of netilas lulav is only midrabanan. Remember we said that the mitzvah midrais is only on the first day. On the other days, it's midrabanan as a zecher to what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was all 7 days? If somehow on day number one, he started eating his sud and he realized, uh-oh, I didn't shake lulav yet, where now the mitzvah of netilas lulav is the araisa, he is mechuyev to stop short whatever he's doing, by the fish, by the eggs, by the kugel, doesn't make a difference, stop right there. Even if he knows he'll have time afterwards, you don't wait. Zakta Mishnah Naito loy natal shachris, if he didn't take the lulav at all in the morning until he finishes suda because he forgot, yitol bein harabayim. So lemaisa he has until the end of the day, meaning to say until the sun starts setting. Because shakalayim, really the entire day kasha lulav, the pasuk says v'lekachtem lechem b'yoyim harishon. It doesn't say baboiker, so it's mashma you have the entire day as long as it's not night yet. But lechatchila's reason makdim lemitzvais. And we try to take the lulav early in the morning. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Where do we wave the lulav? B'haydu l'Hashem, t'chila v'saif. Kapitel Kuf Yud Ches in Tehillim, which is part of our Hallel, begins with Haydu l'Hashem and ends with Haydu l'Hashem. We do nenuyim by both psukim and by Ano Hashem Hashiyana. V'shami say, and Ano Hashem Hatzlichana. Rabbi Kiva says, I watch Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua during Hallel. And I saw, though everybody was waving, V'yonu Hashem Hatzlichana, they did not. They only waved V'yonu Hashem Hashiyana. Then the Mishnah told us that if someone was en route and he got home late, didn't have a chance to shake his lulav when he was davening, didn't have it by Hallel, didn't have it before davening, so B'mekayim the mitzvah v'netilas lulav when you come into your house. If you started eating, which you weren't supposed to, but if you started eating and stop in the middle, a shake lulav in the middle of the suda. But that's only if he doesn't think he'll have time after the suda. If he thinks he'll have time after the suda, at least during Chol HaMoed, he can wait. However, on the first day, when it's the araisa, he should not wait. If he started eating before netilas lulav, which he shouldn't have, but if he started, he should stop wherever he is, and be mekayim the mitzvah netilas lulav. Lamais, although we do it in the morning because there's reason makdima lemitzvah, and we also want to do it by halal, we want to do the nenuyim by halal, but the fact is, you have the entire day to be yaitza, the mitzvah.